Welcome to the Floor Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 20th of July, and I'm recording at slightly late 11.14 p.m., 11:14, on Monday, the 20th of July, here in sunny London, or at least it was earlier today. Okay, here's the quick short version of this audio for people on the run. First, the background to stock markets here is that we are still in a seasonal corrective phase or period of underperformance overall. And we have also seen stock markets recover on relief over the fact that we did not get Grexit. Greece is still in the EU. And also, because of this interesting US-led, but six nations involved, deal with Iran. Markets have responded to that by first stock markets rallying from oversold conditions, commodity prices falling more sharply than we had seen previously. So, getting back to stock markets, though, a lot of short-term overbought conditions in Asia Pacific, a lot of little pauses evident here on the day, but the exceptions are Japan going through to a new high for the second section index. I mentioned on Friday that it was at a new closing high, but now today it's a new high for this move overall. Yes, a little bit overbought in the short term, but you've got a growing band of believers that this really is a big bull market, as this service has been describing it for quite some time. And we also have a yen that is generally a little bit towards the soft side, and that has certainly helped Japan here. So that's still very much in form. And of course, last but not least, it's got the huge amount of quantitative easing that's taking place. China mixed. The A shares, though, were and mainland share indices were higher, a little bit lower elsewhere. Most of the rest of Asia is a bit lower, although Australia and Singapore were exceptions to that. Now, looking at the European markets in here today, they had another good day overall, but the percentages are dropping. That's hardly surprising. German DAX just up a little over 0.5%, a little less than that for the Euro Stoxx 50. Let's see, best gain was, looks like, Italy, up 1.12%, and Sweden 1.10%. So Australia still attracting buyers here overall, but we are a little bit overbought in the short term. So again, don't be surprised if we see some consolidation, but I certainly don't think we're going to go anywhere near the lows that we saw earlier in the month. And Europe's a buy on pullbacks, in my opinion. Wall Street, fraction firmer. Now, I don't want to forget that this is the shorter version, so let me next go to the U.S. bonds, 2.37%, consolidating here in support building, base building, in my opinion. The VIX index, just a little higher off the bottom of its range at 12.25. The big story on the day, though, last but not least, is plummeting precious metals. Now, that's partly because the dollar is a little bit steadier. It's partly because, it's especially because people are throwing in the towel. And palladium, 605 and change. Silver down at 1465. And that's down almost 11 cents in here. And platinum $9.75. That's down over $13. And gold was clobbered earlier in the day, and is trading at 1,099 and change. These are all showing short-term oversold conditions, but I don't see these patterns supporting more than technical rallies at this stage. Okay, that's the end of the short, quickie version. Now let's go back and talk in a little bit more detail here about some of these stock markets. First, Japan. Big bull market. I think it's probably a secular bull market. I've been saying that really every day, but it's a point worth repeating. And I hope you've got some good exposure there overall. China, everybody disagrees, or I should rephrase that. You've got every possible opinion on China. Some people feel that it's the biggest threat to the financial system overall. Other people say that yes, and it's going to turn into the next Japan and its long downtrend, and so on. And some people say, well, wait a minute, you're getting this massive transformation here from metal bashing, kind of old developing economy to a much more modern state and building up the consumer sector overall. Well, we could go on for we could talk for a fortnight on those stories and maybe not shed all that much additional light. What I think is by far the most important factor here for China is that the government wants the stock market higher. Now people are saying, well, I'm not sure the government will be able to get the stock market higher. Governments have unlimited liquidity at their disposal, and you don't have to use unlimited quantities of liquidity to get a stock market to go higher, but you have to use enough of it to convince your investing public that if they want to be on the right side of the market, they need to reopen long positions. Now, that's not an overnight conversion because they were terrified by that very, very sharp statistical bear market drop in the A share index. But mind you, that A share index in US dollar terms is up 23.36% on the year as I speak. So, you've got a little, if you want, you use the labels, you're getting a little statistical bear phase in a bull market here overall. I expect it to range for a little while longer, but I think the government will win this battle because, well, they can print their own money. And are doing just that. So accommodative monetary policy. Elsewhere, the other really main interesting story, I think, in the Asia Pacific region, is India, and quiet day in here today. A little bit of consolidation of gains, but its last significant thing it did was for the Sensex index to push above that 28,000 level. It was down 43 points today, but is still at 28,420. And my feeling is that it'll be ranging sideways to gradually higher, and that India will be higher before the end of the certainly before the end of the year, in my opinion. Okay, looking at these European markets again. Whoops, I hit the wrong key. So, okay, here we go. Looking at these European markets, I think this is a pretty good story because, again, you've got this very big quantitative easing, 60 billion euros a month. And that you've got Super Mario Draghi, one of the smartest people in the business here, in charge of the European Central Bank. I'm sure they've got problems, that we can, well, we need a long list to be able to record all the or a big piece of paper to record all of the problems that exist in Europe. But it's a cheap market, and with all that quantitative easing, and with the Greek situation now on the sidelines for at least the next few months, that's a pretty bullish environment. We do have that, as I mentioned earlier, that little short-term overbought condition, so I would prefer to buy on the setbacks. Now, Wall Street, S&P, new high in here today, marginally. The U.S. market has not advanced following new highs for most of these indices throughout most of this year. They would just nudge up, touch a new high, and then slip back. And there's quite a high risk or possibility that I should say that could happen. Again, it's not that big a risk unless you're over-leveraged on the new on the new high. But overall, if we take Wall Street, we have a really powerful tech sector, and that's everything from industrial tech to social media tech to biotechnology, and the biotechnology is the strongest of all. So when I see something like that, I don't get too worried about people talking about big deflationary pressures on Wall Street. The deflation that you're getting is mostly of a positive nature. Or I put it this way, so I should rephrase that and say, I don't think you're going to get a big destructive deflationary. That's falling output, profits, and sales. And I don't see that here. The biggest of the deflationary pressures in the U.S. stock market is coming from technology, and that is a long-term bull factor overall. So you can have positive deflation here. Now, what I do worry about in the U.S. is the strength of the dollar. And this dollar index, 98.035, is now above its May-June high. And that's a bit of a problem here overall. I think the Fed will be concerned about that. I think that may well cause the Fed to sit on its hands in September, even though people are calling and calling on the Fed to just get a quarter point rate increase in there. They may well go ahead and do that. I think you'd have to, it's a political decision as much as an economic decision. And let's face it, you're not going to unravel the economy with a quarter point interest rate hike. Now, elsewhere, not many currencies are going to be able to live with the dollar if that continues to edge higher. My biggest concern, though, would be that it will reduce overseas earnings for the autonomies, the multinational autonomies, and that's a big problem. So you take a McDonald's, you're selling, or Coca-Cola, you're selling all over the globe, but you consolidate those sales in US dollars and you're not getting as much revenue. Your sales may be going up, but your revenue is not going up necessarily, or that strong currency will be weakening the return. That is a problem for the U.S. stock market and may hold it in check a bit longer. It's not affecting the biotechnology shares. That's still that's largely a domestic industry. Now, this commodity story in here today, First, if you take that the old CRB index, the CCI cumulative commodity index, this had a downward dynamic here today from its trading range, or within its trading range, but it's at its lowest level in this for the last few years. It's at its lowest level since the March low. And when we got down to the March low, we had an upside key day reversal, which the service pointed out to put it out to you, and it went into what looked like it was a developing base formation. I think that that is now really being called into question by this weakness that we're seeing here now. I said that I thought it looked like a lengthy sort of type 3 base formation development that looks like it's too optimistic. And if I'm wrong in saying that, then we're going to have to see a sharp rally. We could get a sudden technical rally in precious metals, but will it last more than a week to 10 days? And then what's going to happen again? Are we going to fall back down, extending the overall downward trends? Because these precious metals are clearly in overall downward trends. Now, I've said repeatedly that I'm not more bearish the lower they go, that they become more interesting the lower they go, but they're not interesting enough. Excuse me. They still look weak in here. We're getting a bit of capitulation selling in here overall, but I think we probably will see a little bit more. If I ask myself now, why should investors buy precious metals in here today? I struggle to come up with answers. They're not fearing inflation. Global uncertainty, I don't feel, is anywhere near sufficient to warrant this holding. The people in bonds, I think they're living dangerously, but they're not losing money in here for the most part, at least not in overall returns, including the interest rates, total return. And the stock markets are in an overall bull trend. We get some big shakeouts, we get statistical bear markets, but then they pick up again and recover. And if people have a big concern in here, they want more yield, and you're not going to get that from the precious metal sector. So there we are. They are friendless in the global beauty contest. People are offloading them. And on that note, oh, precious metal, did I mention oil, crude oil? Also soft in here today. Well, they're pretty well all the commodities are soft. Wheat, corn, also soybeans, also down in here today. So some pretty heavy selling. If this goes on for a little longer, and it probably will, then we'll get another decent rally, but not yet. So, all the very best to all of you.